We are checking in with our insider, Phil Mateer. He joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline because it looks like San Francisco School Superintendent Matt Wayne might not have a job come tomorrow. And that's because the city school board announced a notice for an emergency meeting to vote in closed session on the fate of the superintendent, putting an end to a weeks-long debate over his ability to lead the district. And Phil, I know that there's been immense pressure on the superintendent for quite some time, but remind us of how we got to this point.
Well, what we're talking about here is a major urban school system. And, you know, superintendents in big school systems, they don't last that long. And this is no exception. But what we have here is a convergence of a lot of things. Post-COVID, enrollment's down. Truancy is up. Money is tighter than ever. And there were problems in there about a $300 million question about budgeting around the schools. One of the big took a hit was special education, where funds weren't budgeted correctly. That had some 252 people questioning about whether they were going to get their jobs or such. So the schools kicked off with in a chaotic state. He inherited a lot of it because when the last guy left, a lot of other people left with him because it was a contentious school board. He came in from Hayward to try to fix it. But one of the things that really broke the camel's back was this school closing. So there's no good way to do it. There's no clean way to do it. There's no popular way to do it. But he managed to make it worse, in part, I'm told, because the idea was to first release a list of vulnerable schools and then put it up for discussion and sort of work it out over time. Instead, he put out a list that had a lot more information than that and resulted with parents and everybody just going ballistic. And you put it all together and this is the way it happens.
Boy, and this is going to have huge implications on the San Francisco mayoral race, is it not?
Well, the mayor was already in on, calling out the confusion and stuff. And she basically sent a team over there to work with him. That lasted only a couple of days. She was not happy with his performance. So, yes, and it's not just the mayor's and school. There's also school board elections coming up in this November as well. But I'm not sure that the politics of the mayor's race had as much to do with it as it was just frustration with how the process was being rolled out. San Francisco schools, get a lot of attention. They get a lot of criticisms. But there is nothing that is more critical than when you're trying to close schools, especially smaller schools, the neighborhood schools. It's very difficult to get through. And if you don't do it right, you just wind up possibly without a job.
Yeah, our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Sounds very familiar dealing with some of the Oakland school district issues as well. And now Phil's going to be on live again tomorrow at 7:50 a.m. with Margie and Eric.